Elections to the European Parliament are due to take place on Friday the 7th of June, the same day as the local elections. That weekend, people across the EU will go to the polls to choose the 720 members of the new Parliament. Now, over the coming weeks, we'll have extensive coverage of the contests in this country, but this morning we're going to take a look at the broader picture. What are the issues that will resonate across the 27 member states? Joining us from the European Parliament in Strasbourg is Tommy Meskell of our political staff. Tommy.
And good morning from Strasbourg, Rachel, where MEPs have gathered for their final plenary week. It's where they assemble to debate and vote on a range of different matters. On Thursday, though, the Parliament will go into recess to allow for campaigning ahead of those European elections in June. As you said, we're now going to examine some of the issues that are likely to dominate that election across the member states. And to help us do that, we're joined by Andy Bounds, EU correspondent with the Financial Times. And thanks for joining us, Andy.
Pleasure.
So what do you see as the big issues that are likely to loom large on voters' minds ahead of these elections?
Yeah, well, the polls done by the European Parliament suggest that migration, which has been one of the leading issues recently, has actually dropped a little bit in people's minds, and they're focusing more on security. And that means defence. There's been a lot of talk about the need to help Ukraine fight against Russia, and lots of defence ministers have been warning about possible attacks by Russia on them. And then the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has been talking about having a defence commissioner. And then we then have food security. We've had the farmer protests, we've seen droughts, we've seen, you know, terrible rainfall in places and a reduced supply of fruit and vegetables and certain foods. So people are starting to get really exercised about that issue as well.
It's a slightly different environment then compared to 2019 when we had the last elections, because back then you had the so-called green wave, Greta Thunberg commanding a lot of attention. Out of that, you got Ursula von der Leyen's Green Deal. Is that Green Deal in jeopardy now in the next mandate, would you say?
It's certainly under threat, and certain policies have already been pulled because of recent election results, which have shown the far right and the hard right advancing in certain countries such as the Netherlands. And politicians have been aware of that, and therefore they're trying to tack with the wind of change, in a sense. And people are starting to feel the effect of the Green Deal on their pockets in ways of buying electric vehicles or having to change the heating in their homes. And that's caused some resistance in many member states, especially Germany. So there's a feeling that that ambition needs to be maybe refocused, and perhaps the legislative work is done and it's time to focus on the implementation.
With those type of issues then dominating people's minds, what are the political groupings that are likely to see significant growth after these elections?
Well, the polls show that these issues have fed the far-right sort of surge. We've seen their share of the vote rising, and they're forecast to get something like 25% of the vote, up from about 20% last time. Now, there are two groups on the far-right, the sort of very far-right Identity and Democracy group, some of which want to leave the EU, and then there's another group, the European Conservatives and Reformists, who want to make the EU lighter touch, you know, deregulate, a more sort of British-style Euroscepticism, if you like.
What does all that mean then for the kind of parliament that will be returned after the election? At the moment, you have the European People's Party, which Fine Gael at home would be associated with. The EPP is the largest political group at the moment. Is it likely to retain that position?
It is. I mean, all the polls suggest they'll hold firm at about what they have. The groups that will lose votes are the Greens, who sort of rode on the back of that worry about climate change in the summer of 2019, and Greta Thunberg was very prominent. They will fall back a bit. The Liberals are looking like they'll fall back a bit, and the Socialists maybe a little bit as well. And those votes will be the ones going to sort of further right parties.
So with those major political groups losing numbers, potentially, are we talking about a potentially more volatile, fragmented parliament?
I think that's exactly right. The sort of mainstream three centrist groups will probably have about 55% of the seats, which means it's harder for them to do deals by themselves. They have to start looking to other partners, maybe the Greens on some issues, maybe the European Conservatives on other issues.
So ultimately, it's going to be harder to get legislation over the line, is it?
I think that's right. And I think already there's a feeling there might be less legislation. I mean, we've had a barrage of legislation during these last 5 years, especially as there was a backup up before COVID. So everything's come after COVID. And many policymakers are sort of welcoming a bit of a pause for breath, maybe.
Can I ask you about the future of the Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen? She has said that she is seeking a second term, but that will have to be approved by the Parliament. Now, with these changes that you're talking about, is she likely to get that second term?
I think she probably is, but she'll need to make concessions one way or the other, either towards the right or to get the Greens on board, which would be reinforcing the Green. Well, you know, making sure the Green Deal is carried through in you know 80-90% of its original intent.
Just finally, if the Green Deal dominated the agenda over the past 5 years, what's the issue you think that will dominate the agenda over the next 5 years?
I think it will be defence, security and competitiveness. I mean, they're talking about a grey deal already, which is basically helping industry manage this transition and making sure that we still have heavy industry and farming, you know, industrialised farming in Europe in the next few years.
Very good. We'll leave it there. Andy Bounds, EU correspondent with the Financial Times. Good to talk to you this morning. The European elections will take place between June 6th to 9th in Ireland, though they will be held on June 7th. So less than 7 weeks to go to polling day. That's it from Strasbourg. So it's back to you in Dublin.
Lots to look forward to. Thank you very much, Tommy. It's 5 to 9.